Well, Coach, you guys came out strong. First quarter looked good. Second quarter, you had that 26-10 lead, and just kind of, I mean, you knew Marshall was bringing a lot of girls back, knew that you couldn't, you know, you couldn't let them just pretty much open the door again, and that's what happened. But when it came down to it, mistakes in the second half, but you also did a lot of good things. And when it counted, you guys were able to keep that little bit of lead, that 5-point lead. Of course, a couple of turnovers there that were ill-advised, but you were able to hold on, hit some key free throws, and that's what meant the difference tonight.
Oh, yes. These girls, they never gave up. We switched things up on them this evening. They ran new plays that they never ran before in practice. We just drew them up in the huddle, and they really executed them. They were focused this whole game. They got a little tired there, but they powered through it. And they really showed it at the end there.
Of course, one thing that you're able to use tonight, a lot of depth, a lot of girls off the bench, so you were able to get them in and out. And again, you know, a lot of young girls in there, you saw some nerves, but you also saw them do some good things where it really seems like they're starting, you know, already young, they're seeing the floor well, and that maturity is there. And you're also seeing those older girls step up and kind of grab those girls after a turnover and say, hey, it's okay, just do this or do this, and really helping them out.
Yes, I got great leaders on this team. We do have a lot of depth on the bench, and those girls, we're getting them in now so that way they have that experience. They're going to get better every day, just like the leaders on the team. And by the end of the season, we're going to have a great bench that knows the game, and we're going to execute it real well.
Of course, this is a game that it's kind of been a little bit later in the season, but you guys play in the second game, and so now you get to, you know, you get this tough win early on. You're 2-0. Exactly what you need before you go into Newton, because obviously you know you're going to face a tough 3A team. Well, I guess now 2A team in Effingham, with them moving down. Newton's always a tough 2A team. So going in, how big was it to get off to this start this week, knowing that those first two games, especially out of your three at Newton, are going to be very tough?
I just told those girls in the locker room, I don't want them being nervous about that Newton tournament. I don't want them being nervous about those bigger schools. They can play with any team in the state. Like, if they just play together, play hard, and have fun, that's all I ever ask of them. We're going to go tomorrow, and we're going to get ready for Newton, and for Effingham, and I know the girls are going to take what we say, and they're going to bring it to the game. So, yeah, but we do have a lot of momentum. I feel like the girls' confidence are finally starting to grow. I do believe that they believe that they can make something happen this year. And I 100% agree, and I tell them that every single day. You guys are a special team, and we just got to keep working hard and working on those little things so that helps us at the end of the season.